FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's hour number two of the program, 800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be personal, political, you just want to get a rant off your chest, you got a agenda you want to push, the phone lines are open for you at 800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. There's a bulletin board system with hundreds of users, thousands of posts, the Shrine of Female Listeners, live streaming, and much, much more, all there. All of the archives as well, 6 days worth of the show for free at freetalklive.com.
And that's a good quality stream, too. You could, it's what, a big file, lots of megabits or whatever.
Of the archives?
Yeah, it sounds good.
It's good enough. It's acceptable.
Okay.
It's acceptable. What do you want for free, right?
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's liberty in your lifetime. It's our only chance to save America. For more about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on to thefreestateproject.org.
It's not the Free State Project. It's Free State Project.
Freestateproject.org.
Yeah, I know you're new at this reading commercials thing.
You've got to be very specific.
You can listen to Manwich learn how to be a talk show host throughout this next year.
There's not a problem me having an opinion. Like, I'm very good about that.
Yes, you are. It's the mechanical stuff that doesn't work for you.
Not so good at the talk show host thing.
That's why you're the co-host. 800-259-9231.
Jackass.
The show about your calls. Your calls are what's important to us, and we want to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Chris?
Hello, Ian, Manwich, and Jason.
Thank you.
How you doing, Chris?
Pretty good. I wanted to talk about our last caller, upset at the judge when you go to court for a domestic issue. He doesn't want to hear about the Constitution. You know, you're there for an assault charge. You start upsetting the judge on a situation like that. And there's a guy by the name of Rick Stanley, who this happened to a year and a half ago. And Rick is facing 7 years federal charges for threatening a judge. And then when you have a felony conviction, you're unable to own firearms. And all I'm trying to tell you, Jeff, is you need to calm down and don't do nothing you're going to regret.
Good advice. Good advice.
Well, I've been there. Believe me, I've been there. They took $12,000 from me and took my kids and went child support. And I thought about the exact thing. I could have entered the courthouse. I could have killed the district attorney and the judge. And that would have been the loss of my life. But I have to look forward to where I am today.
Mm-hmm,
with my wife, and that's what you got to look out for.
Right.
You know, you're caught up in a rage. You think that's the end of the world, and just like we heard the news there, I don't want to hear about some guy, you know, going postal at the courthouse, because that's what you're going to get, buddy. You're going to get your 15 minutes of fame, and you won't have time raising your daughter. There's going to be somebody else raising her.
Well, yeah, you might get 15 minutes of fame, but it'll be posthumously, because the rest of the cops in that courthouse are going to plaster your brains all over a wall somewhere.
Right.
And not to mention the fact that it's not going to do anything to advance the cause of freedom.
Well, you know, it brings me to the question of, well, he's angry, obviously, and he has good reason to be angry. And the point that he's making is he thinks it's time for a violent revolution. I don't agree with that. I think there's still some things that we can do. I don't think we're quite there yet. I think maybe once we actually have martial law, then maybe the rest of America will wake up, because you have to have other people at the same time. You can't just be a one-man army against all the military and all the police in the world.
Because when that happens, you just serve to be fodder for the propaganda that the government would put
out. Look at these crazies. Then they'll paint you as a crazy.
We need more restrictions as a result of this guy.
And you look what happened there after Columbine when they started cracking down on gun rules. But what I'm trying to say is that similar to, he's very similar to what happened to me and Rick Stanley. When you go there and you try to talk about the Constitution and your rights, they don't want to hear it. The judge.
Tell us about who Rick Stanley is. I know the name, and I know what's going on with him, but you can recap for our listeners out there.
It's rickstanley.org, 2002, and he also formed the Million Gun March on Washington, D.C. That's what the cause was. We were going to have a million people show up at Washington, D.C. with our firearms.
And so now, isn't that a violation? Because you can't have guns in Washington, D.C., can you?
We had a million people ready to go, just like you're talking 2,000 people in New Hampshire.
It
would be a done deal, all right? And what happened was he got so political that they went after him like that, and they charged him with a felony conviction, so he's unable to own firearms. And they actually, when he wrote the judge a note, a letter, saying, look, you violated my constitution. I think this is unfair. They used that letter against him by saying it was a threat.
It was a threat.
To the federal judge. Now he's facing 7 years for that.
So is he in prison right now?
He's out on bond, and they're working on it. Rick Stanley, that's his name, RickStanley2002.org. But
he was a libertarian candidate, actually,
yes, sir,
for governor.
He's just like the other guy that just called up. He almost beat Mr. Whitehorse for the U.S. Senate. I mean, he just missed running for office, and then he got so disgusted that he won't even run for political office anymore.
Mm.
But we had a blind man who was reading his computer with Braille. That's a miracle. I can't believe. That's what I'm trying to get at with the internet. We have so many people that are tuned in right now in different locations.
Yes, we do.
That's the one thing about talk radio, and you guys are honing in on that. And it's not talkline.com. It's talklive.com. I got to get
freetalklive.com.
Freetalklive.com. Yeah. But anyway, what I'm trying to get at with him is that when you have your family involved in the court system, don't bring up the Constitution. I mean, we're aware of that, but worry about what you're charged with. I mean, if, for instance, you get a speeding ticket, okay? You don't go on and on about the Constitution. Sign the damn ticket and go down the road. You wind up in jail or locked up, and that's what happens too many times. Your mouth gets you more in trouble than
what
you're
charged
for.
You know, that is all they want. All they want is money, for the most part. When most people are in front of a court, in front of a judge, it's all about paying off the system to make it go away.
When my back goes out, I fall down. I'm able to get around. But basically, when they took the money from me, I wrote a letter to the governor. And when the governor ordered the case, they realized the state made a clerical error and took too much money. That's all I'm trying to say is, try to fight with the pen. It's not time to go to gunpowder yet.
Not yet. At what point do you think, though, that it would be, Chris?
Social Security and somebody messing with my mother. That's what I'm ready to die for. Mom is sacred,
So if the secret police come and mess with mom, then you're going to grab the guns.
That's it.
Got it. Good man, Chris. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, you guys keep it up. We're growing step by step. More people. Somebody else pick up the phone. Pick it up. We got another 2.5 hours to go. Let's go.
You're right about that, Chris.
See you guys.
800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. You can email us, ftl@freetalklive.com. So what point would it be for you, Manwich?
I don't know. It would be, it's a ways off.
Yeah.
Things aren't military enough, aren't
right.
martial enough for me today. I, quite honestly, my life's good.
Yeah.
My freedoms are present, but it's because
But you know that others out there are losing them.
Absolutely. I see that there's a state and a state where they wouldn't be, but I'm white. I'm attractive. I'm 30 years old.
We could debate that.
I've got reasonably good income.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. We're just going to have to put up a poll on that one. You made the claim that you're attractive. I think someone should put a poll up on the
PBS. I don't want my face
on
a libertarian website. Because I don't think it's going to help me in the long run. I think the government would identify me on that, blackball me.
Right.
So, no, I don't particularly want me up there.
How about you, Jason? What point would it be for a violent revolution?
I think open revolution would, I'd say after, if martial law has started to be enforced, but not before that.
Yeah, and they're crushing, people's heads on the pavement and that sort of thing. And
right. I mean, it's really difficult because being involved in it and seeing everything that goes on, it's really disheartening.
The problem is, though, we're kind of trickling towards that martial law.
We are.
And we've got
trickling.
I've got an article, and if we get a chance, we'll get to it tonight, about the laser guy, the guy who was pointing lasers at airplanes. He's being charged under the Patriot Act.
Yes, he is.
For being a terrorist. We're going to get to Anthony in L.A. He's got a general dating question. Again, this is your show. You can talk about personal stuff, political stuff. We love personal issues.
It's good thing you got
Jason here. Looking forward to that. Anthony, hang on. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Personal issues, political agenda. You want to push an issue? You want to rant on the air? You want to have the world listen to you? We are here for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. You can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email on the air. If we have time, if we're deluged with calls, we'll never get to your email. So it's the best way to get on this show is to get on the phone. Again, 800-259-9231. And there's also other fun stuff at the freetalklive.com website. There's streaming. There's a 6 days worth of archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system with hundreds of posters, hundreds of members, rather, and thousands of posts for you to look through. Let's go to Anthony in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live, Anthony.
Hi, Jason in Manwich.
Jason Ian in Manwich, as a matter of fact.
Okay. I'm actually calling from Louisiana.
Excuse me. I'm easily confused.
Okay. I'm calling because I met a woman online, and she's in Canada, and I'm about to go see her in real life. And but we're talking very serious at the moment, you know, in this moment in time. But I'm kind of scared that maybe I just want to get with her because America is, like, you know, kind of shutting down and going fascist in a way. And I just want to kind of go over there and marry her just to get out of America. Do you think that's, like, a disaster waiting to happen? Because, I mean, what if, like, the worst happens because we're not really a good match or something? But it's just a really, it seems really a really good way to get out of here. You
are
know?
You, well, okay, first of all, let me clarify. You've never met this woman before?
Not in real life, no, sir.
And did you know that she is on hold right now?
Oh, are you joking?
No, no, I'm not. We're not going to bring her on yet because I still want to kind of work this out. I want to understand the baseline here where we're coming from. Is her name April?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I just want to make sure that was who was online.
That's
okay.
Pretty weird. Okay. Well, she also listens to a GCN, so yeah.
That's interesting. Nonetheless. Okay, so you met this girl online. How long have you been talking with her online?
About 4 months.
4 months.
Okay.
And you've determined that now's the time. You guys are going to get together. You're going to meet. You're already considering in your head the marriage idea. But, I mean, you wouldn't actually go up there and marry her right away, would you?
No, I wouldn't marry her during this visit. We're going to visit for, like, 11 days. I'm going over there.
Okay.
And, but we are talking that way. And I was, mm-hmm. I'm wondering if in my own head, if it's just, you know, because of my perceptions of what's going on with society here. And, you know, it's my urge to get out of this country while it's kind of falling, it seems.
It's a good urge, it's a good perception, and I understand that. Are you saying that if you got married in Canada, that would kind of automatically qualify you as a dual citizen?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really worried about the dual citizenship. It's just, but, you know, I could start a life there as opposed to continuing here. I could, you know, go to school there and whatnot and kind of, transfer what I'm doing in my life to there.
Well, first off, here's another important question, Anthony. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. How old is your lady friend?
She's 36.
28, 36. So at least you wouldn't be marrying someone who's younger than you, and that's kind of like a more of a recipe for disaster. How long do you think you'd give it? You give it the 11 days. Would you want to make a decision right after that? Do you think you'd come back here for 6 months? What do you kind of have in mind?
You know, during this 11 days, we both kind of have in mind that probably during that period, we'll make a decision of sorts. You know, we're going to come to a general consensus on this. And, yeah, actually, when I come back, thinking about 6 months down the road, to go ahead and move me, myself, my whole life over there, yeah.
You know, if the relationship with April is going to be a good one, the worst country in the world would be worth moving to. And if it's not going to be, I don't care what kind of Shangri-La you'd be moving to. The fact is, you have to make the decision based on how well you get along with April. And for me, I always feel like I could know right away.
Really?
I always feel like I could know right away? Pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I can tell pretty quickly.
Like, I can tell whether I'm going to be in a long-term relationship with this girl or whether I'm here to pop her locks.
Oh, yeah.
Which probably will happen within the 11 days. Jason,
I think we'll leave that alone.
Jason, do you have any comments, any advice, any suggestions for Anthony?
Yeah, I've never been in the situation. I would just say go for the 11 days, feel it out.
Yeah, it can't hurt. That's for damn
sure. And if you did want to move to Canada, start life anew there. I mean, the fact that it's not the States would be a bonus. However, Canada certainly does have its detractors.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, that's really good advice. Thanks, guys. I guess you'll hear from her, right?
I assume so. Yes, Anthony. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Okay. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to April in Montreal, Canada. April, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hi, April.
How's it going?
You're the April, huh?
I'm April. I am, yes.
All right, April.
Is it cold in Montreal?
It is pretty damn cold. It's not that bad. It could be worse, though.
Really? Like, what's worse than zero?
Minus 30.
Now, here's my question for you, April.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a skeptic. We had, I guess I did say Anthony's name before I went to break, right?
Yes, you did.
I'm trying to figure out how it is that you knew to call in.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of alerted you then.
Yeah, no, I knew he was calling in.
Oh, he probably told you he was calling in.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't make that clear
to
us. Gotcha. Okay. So how do you feel about all this, April?
Well, it's nice. It's interesting that, you know, he mentioned that maybe it's just escapism, but that's pretty shitty. Excuse my...
Okay, you're on the air. You got to be careful.
Sorry about that.
We'll let you get by with one, but that's it, okay?
Okay, sorry about that. No, it's... I don't know. If it's like escapism, then it's really bad. But if it's that mixed with wanting to come here for the right reasons, then I guess it's good. But it's also kind of, you know... It's a difficult situation. You've never met this person, and you know them well, but you don't know them for real.
I think he's probably analyzing himself. He's probably feeling himself jumping towards things a little too quickly. He's like, whoa, I've got to rein himself in. But he seems to be genuinely excited about you and your relationship.
I think
with
he's
you.
Coming right. from. I think he's absolutely coming from the right place.
Yeah, it seems to me. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
I think he's seeing the fact that you live in Canada as an added bonus. He would probably still come and meet you even if you lived in Ohio or whatever, and he probably would still consider marrying you even if you lived in Ohio. So I don't know if it's all necessarily.
There's no creepy weird vibe to this one.
Yeah, but living in a different country as well is difficult when it comes to you know immigration or working, things like that. It's basically marriage is the only. The only thing you can do if you want to work and live like a regular person. So it's kind of like being forced into a certain situation where it's a bit, I don't know, like, are you doing this for the right reasons? Or I don't know.
Yeah, true. Well, worst comes to worst. I mean, you can always divorce and get half his stuff, right?
what's the reality of marriage anyway? I mean, the fact is that they can be dissolved very quickly.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If in this particular situation it requires a quick whirlwind romance, then well, you know.
So we say best of luck, and April, keep us informed. Let us know how it goes when you get up
there. It'll be fun having him here, though, because he's like a total redneck, and he's like, and people like that just don't exist here. And it'll be very interesting.
Hey, April, have you been on our website yet?
No, I've been on InfoWars.
Okay, obviously you have internet access. I want you to log on to freetalklive.com.
Okay.
And I want you to, do you have a digital picture?
Yes, I do.
I want you to check out our Shrine of Female Listeners. It's not a beauty contest. I want you to go freetalklive.com.
We don't
want to
see naked pictures of you. Just look.
Send us your picture, and we will add you. You will be our newest Shriner, okay? Can you do that for me?
I'll try.
All right. Do more than try. Do it, April. Check it out, freetalklive.com. 1-800-259. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We're back with more calls next.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Personal issues, political stuff, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Dial in or email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. But if it's a night like tonight, calls keep rolling in. We'll never get your email. So if you want to get your opinions on the air, the phone's the only way to go. 800-259-9231. But the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. And also at freetalklive.com, get interactive on the bulletin board system. Hundreds of users, thousands of posts. We got the archives. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners. And again, we didn't really have a whole lot of time to sell the Shrine idea to April out there. But April, we are keeping our fingers crossed that you'll want to be a part of it. Because we love our female listeners here on the show. And, of course, if you are a woman, by the way, we got a couple guys who are holding on, waiting to get on the air. If you're a female and you call in right now, those guys get bumped off. Bumped backwards, and your call gets on first. So there's definitely some benefits to being a lady when it comes to interacting with a show.
I think that men that run affiliates that we have ought to come before the women.
We're going to go to him right now. Kevin in Chesterfield, Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live, Kevin.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. I believe you're the world's smallest quartet.
We're actually a tripod, or what would you call a... What do you call a trio? There you go. Tripod. It's Ian, Jason, and Manwich here with you. What's on your mind, Kevin, tonight?
Well, it's I guess it's been building up for 2-3 nights, but we'll hit them hard. We'll start with April, the man that was on before her. He really doesn't know anything about women, because if he knew she was going to be listening,
then
he said, I don't know if this is
the right thing.
Escape thing, man. He just shot himself in the foot.
He did step in it a bit, but I don't think he knew for sure.
He was coming from the right place, though. He's being honest, and I think that the fact that she was able to hear him be honest, I think that maybe gives him a little bit of credibility.
Well, anyways, the only reason I didn't hang up during all of that
okay,
is because I was thinking about the fact that he even wants to leave, and that's pretty sad, because one of the listeners that I had owned a machine shop with his father-in-law, and he just sold the machine shop to his employees and moved to New Zealand after listening to my radio station for 1 year.
Wow.
And his father-in-law is kind of ticked off at me right now, because he really liked them, you know. They were kind of in business together. But anyways, that's the only reason I didn't, because it made me think of, you know, what people are actually doing because of our country. And then I'd like to go back to the courtroom, and you were talking earlier, and you talked about the gentleman, and I want to talk about the gentleman who called in. If you get a speeding ticket, just deal with it.
Uh-huh.
When I joined the National Guard, or was in the testing sequence, of one of the questions they asked me is, when was the last time you got a speeding ticket? And I asked them, what is the relevancy of this question? And they said, now get this, your willingness to commit crimes against society.
crimes against society? Speeding?
Well, yes. No, it, you know, when you think about it, it really does. The limits are there for a reason, and you go above them, and you're placing other people.
The limits are there so they can enrich the police department. That's all.
No, no. Usually it's they allow us to go pretty fast. But anyways, that's how they look at it. Now, to go back to the courtroom, let me ask you this. How many colors are on our flag?
Three.
Okay, what does it mean
well,
when they put a yellow fringe
actually,
around
two,
it?
Actually, there's two, but go ahead.
What does it mean when they put a yellow fringe around it? Like you see in all the pictures.
They like it?
That means Admiralty Law.
Okay.
Now, under Admiralty Law, is there more than one Judge Advocate General?
One would think so.
Judge Advocate, no, there's one. Just one. Now, since the entire system of Admiralty Law, there's only one person with judge in his title. What law are the people who pretend to be judges breaking when they call themselves judges?
What law are
people who pretend to be judges breaking when they call themselves judges? Since there's only one.
You're saying under Admiralty Law, which I've never heard of myself, there's only one judge in
that's
a given
correct.
County or a given state? Or
no,
how many?
In the entire system, there's only one person that has judge in his title under Admiralty Law.
The entire system of the United
correct.
States?
Yes, you're right. There's only one Judge Advocate General. We have a television show. It's called
JAG, which is Judge Advocate General.
Right, Judge Advocate General.
It's a military thing.
Right, and that's what the gold fringe means. Now, what if there's only one person with judge in his title? What law are the people who pertain to be judges breaking when they call themselves judges?
I have no idea.
It's called impersonating.
Okay.
Okay.
Impersonating
now,
a judge.
Now we've got people's attention. So now you walk into the courtroom. You're in front of a person impersonating the Judge Advocate General. And now you walked into the room and you are standing in front of a series of three boxes. The knee wall that separates you from the main courtroom, that's one box.
Right.
You walk into another box, and then you're up against a witness box and a jury box, and then the judge is sitting up on two different elevations, probably maybe three elevations, because the witness box is up 7 inches, the jury's box is up 14 inches, and the judge is up 21 inches.
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
Well, it's true. You watch sometime.
They're up there.
They're up there.
You know,
yeah.
There's three different levels.
I'm stricken at how much detail you know here. It's amazing to me. You're a very well-informed gentleman.
Yes. Now, can evidence pass from one level in a courtroom to another? That is to say, from one platform 7 inches high to a platform 14 inches high?
I guess. Sure.
Well, no, you cannot. Okay, now here we're going to go to another question.
Why not? I've seen bailiffs hand judges
that's right, and
and
you always watch them step up when they do it. Have you ever hear them approach the bench, and they always step up when they approach the judge?
So they have to be up to the height of the jury box?
Up to his elevation, that's right. Okay, now here's the next thing. Because of the law called boxing, which states that anything placed in a box, whether on a page or in a courtroom, that whatever has been placed in a box is technically removed from that page or courtroom. Do you now think there might be a diabolical reason why there is a witness box and a jury box in our courtroom?
What I got to say, I'm sure there are plenty of other people out here who are a little bit confused.
Go ahead and make the connections for us, Kevin, because we're lost. I'll finish with this. Hopefully everybody's been taping this. But I'll finish with this. Last night you kept saying human being. Would you like to know the origin of the words human being?
Sure, some Latin, I would guess. Short
story here. In the 11th and 12th century, the English nobility decided to go down to Jerusalem and kick out the Ottoman Turks. So they put on the Crusades. Now, men being men, they sired women. They sired children with the local women on the way down and back.
Okay.
Now, these children started showing up when they came of age and, you know, maybe had a ring that the mother had taken or a cloak or something, or maybe they just simply looked like the father.
Mm-hmm.
But they ended up showing up in England, claiming errancy to this and that. And so these English nobles said, well, we can't have this. And
right.
So they said, we're going to call them a different name. We'll use Latin and we'll call them human being. Now, what happens in Latin is you switch the verb and the noun.
You see,
in Latin you say clown being, idiot being, jerk being, human being. But in English we say being a clown, being an idiot, being a jerk, being human. Now, the letters H-U in Latin stand for the words as or as a. Being as a man, he's not a man, he's sub-man. He cannot claim any errancy to anything of mine because he's not even a man. He is a human being.
And how does that tie in? Is it tie into law because human beings
mentioned?
We're going back
to last night's abortion issue. Okay, we're going back to last night. You kept using the word human being. The people in this country allow themselves to be called something they do not even know. They pay taxes for 5 or 6 months out of the year.
I got to say, we are definitely ignorant. Dude, we're out of time, Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, I wish we had more. 1-800, thanks for the call, though. I know you'll check in again, and you can continue it then. 800-259, we got other calls. 9231, this is your show. I got to say, he sounds a little kooky sometimes, but it kind of makes sense. Free Talk Live, we'll be back.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Still trying to get through all of what our last caller, Kevin, was trying to explain, and it's a lot of information and that we only have a very short period of time because, again, the show's about your calls, mm-hmm. not one specific person's call, so we have to move on. We have other people who want to get on the air with us. Again, 800-259-9231, but the idea is basically that there's some word games being played with the American people, that there's some other kind of hidden things going on in the country, and the way he explains it is it just sounds crazy sometimes, but also he explains it in such a lucid manner that it sounds believable.
It can reveal certain hidden aspects to things.
I gotta say, you know, a lot of the things that he says certainly make sense. I can't subscribe to them all because it would take time to really parse through it. It would take time to really analyze it. Unfortunately, we're a talk radio show and we can't get into that. But Kevin, we invite you to log on at the Free Talk Live bulletin board system at freetalklive.com and make a post there, and maybe then we can kind of spell out the whole thing and people can read over it as many times as they need to kind of grasp it. And then you can even post links to evidence if you want to. So that's kind of the more firm, permanent part of this show is the Free Talk Live bulletin board at freetalklive.com.
And everyone's welcome to call once per evening.
Absolutely. We're on six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We also have our Saturday show, which is live from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. You can also, again, log on at freetalklive.com for all kinds of cool stuff, including archives and the Shrine of Female Listeners and live streaming. Let's go to Alan in Ohio. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Manwich, and Jason. Alan.
Hello.
Hello, Alan.
Lost him.
He's gone. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
So I got a news story here from Tokyo.
Wait a minute. I'm being told he's there.
He's there?
Alan? I don't hear Alan. Is it just me? I don't hear Alan.
I hear no Alans.
No, he's gone. 800-259-9231.
If you can pull him up, Bob, let us know.
Yeah, what do you got, Manwich? Because I want to talk about that laser man if you don't have anything hotter than that.
This is hot, baby.
Okay,
we're going to war.
Wait, we're going to war?
We're going to war.
Another war?
No kidding.
Report says North Korea sold weapons to an Al-Qaeda-linked group. It's this kind of evidence that got us into the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo, yeah. A newspaper report in Japan suggests that North Korea has been selling weapons to Muro Islamic Liberation Front, or MILF.
Is off the onion.
No. I think we should explain that. Jason, explain that for our listeners.
For those who don't know what MILF is?
MILF is an acronym for Mom, I'd Like to F.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
right.
Anyway, so it's kind of like a bad word they used.
Yes.
Japan's biggest selling newspaper, Yomiuri Shimbun, quotes Southeast Asian security sources as saying North Korea sold 10,000 rifles and other weapons to the Muro Islamic Liberation Front, or...
Yeah, but I don't...
MILF!
Yeah, but I don't think we're really going to, invade North Korea. I mean, they're too scary for our country, because we're getting our asses whipped in Iraq by a bunch of people who are literally running around in a ragtag bands of attackers.
With nothing but some LAWS rockets and some AK-47s.
Yeah, North Korea's actually got like a real military with real weapons. I don't think Georgie Boy is going to want to do that. Let's go right back to the phones here. Attempt number three, third time's a charm, Alan in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Great. Sorry, I'm still a little frazzled after that last call.
Sure, lay it on me.
Well, you guys, a little bit ago, we're talking about the timing or / necessity of armed revolution.
Yes,
correct.
Well, I don't know. I guess I've got a couple of thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
One, I mean, I think it's kind of good that, for myself, I don't know if I would really want to do that, but kind of nice to have people like you and, I don't know, Alex Jones and people, to use you guys as kind of like a canary in the coal mine. So,
you know, I've never had a guy in a black suit with sunglasses following me around.
Not that you know.
I've never like no bricks like exploding next to me, like somebody's taking like sniper shots at me. I don't even get the impression my mail's being read. I don't think anybody gives a damn.
Is that what you're suggesting, Alan?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if someday you guys were to go off the air, or some other people who do things like you, maybe that would be a good sign. I don't know.
Like a good indicator that it's time to revolt,
right.
Get violent.
Alan, that's the meanest thing anybody's ever said to me. You realize Alan's saying the day that we die is the day to start thinking about armed revolution.
Well, on the other hand, you were saying maybe the time isn't now, but it's when if martial law were to go into effect or something.
Right.
But, I don't know. On the other side of that, maybe if we wait until they have the entire control grid into place and where they have that. The army everywhere. Maybe by that time it's too late.
Well, that's the ultimate question. I mean, it's definitely a touch and go subject, because at what point is the right point? I mean, is it when the checkpoints come into the streets? Is it when they start patrolling your neighborhood? Is it when it's no knock searches, random
house
searches?
Or is it when they just pass things like the 9/11 intelligence bill or Patriot Act? Who knows? I mean,
Yeah, and who's going to make the decision? People are it's hard to imagine what would happen in this country because we've never come that close.
Right.
I don't come from that same angle.
It's making me stutter just thinking about it.
I don't come from that same point of view. I believe what you've got here is a government that truly wants to be able to solve people's safety problems. There's a problem with safety right now. Considering
you think they're being honest about all this stuff? You think they really believe they're doing all that stuff to make us safer?
I do believe they believe that.
I don't believe it. Don't believe it. I want to put you on hold. Hang on, Alan. Let's see what you think about that. 1-800-259-9231. And Jason, I want to hear from you on that one.
Oh, you will.
Is the government really evil, or are they really trying to do the right thing? I don't believe that one anymore. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Personal, political, anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. And Dean here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And your calls. That's what the show is all about. Whether it be personal or political, anything that's on your mind, you want to get something off your chest, you got a rant, you want to push an agenda, we're here for you. The phone lines are open for you. Again, 800-259-9231. Alan couldn't hang on, I guess. He dropped off the line. But nonetheless, we'll discuss the
issue. Alan has mysteriously disappeared. Perhaps it might be time.
Pick up arms, brothers.
The black helicopters are coming in. Now, the question we asked before we left was, and this is something that you and I have talked about before, Manwich, and we still disagree on, is the question of, are our government officials, is our government really, the government officials trying to do the right thing? Do they have the best of intentions? Do they really just want to keep everybody safe and secure? Or do they, are they really evil?
You really can't blanket it with a statement like that. I mean, there are some that are one way and some who are another way. I feel the majority are greedy and use force and coercion to usurp the power given to the people.
I absolutely agree with that. And you know, I think the exception would be New Hampshire, where the legislators are paid $100 a year.
They're certainly not in it for the money.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, a point I'd like to make is, let's talk what the Patriot Act for a moment. Suppose they decide to lock somebody up for a period of time, give them a kangaroo court, not show their evidence, and, you know, generally get rid of them. Who was that? Samuel Arian.
Jose Padilla is one man who's
Samuel Arian was one.
And hundreds of other people around the world, as we reported earlier, being held without any sort of trial.
Can you see why they wouldn't want to give up all their evidence and, like, connections, their witnesses out of al-Qaeda's, perhaps plants that they may have in al-Qaeda, all the evidence that they would have against somebody? Can you see why they wouldn't want to give that up for one stinking, lousy, low-level terrorist? They would want to keep
those
things.
That. I can see and understand that rationale, mm-hmm. but it doesn't belong in a free nation like this, where we're guaranteed the right to a trial
trial. And so that's a disagreement on semantics. But do you understand, like, how they could see that as being the right thing to do? I'm not saying that they're right. I'm not saying they're going about it in a right fashion. I'm simply saying that what they believe they're doing is the right thing. In the same way that, suppose a mom, you don't believe in spanking, suppose a mom thinks it's the best thing to do in the world to discipline her child by spanking them on the butt. They might have the best intentions. I think that they, you know, a good
whack. But do you believe that that's true for everyone, or do you kind of subscribe to the Jason theory of it's like maybe a half and half?
I think they're greedy, but I think that greed is can be a positive human trait as long as you're not willing to put
your
morals ahead of
you. I think they also lust for power on top of greed.
Absolutely.
And that's never a good thing. I think it's important to note that you're not making excuses for these people, are you, Manwich?
I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm only saying that they are. It's the road to good
hell is paved with good intentions. Because these men, the scum in Washington D.C. are passing these laws that are contradictory to the Constitution, and that should be their primary motivation when they go there.
Certainly.
Their primary motivation should be to protect our rights and protect the Constitution.
It doesn't make sense how so many laws get passed, like the Patriot Act, that blatantly have no regard for
them. They should know better. If you get elected as a representative of the people of the United States, you should know better. You should have at least a basic concept of what the Constitution's about. We're going to come back with hour number three in mere moments, and you can take control because this is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...